Imagine in June that you had traveled with a million other people to downtown Denver, and you proclaimed Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets as champions of the National Basketball Association. And then 5 days later, you had them arrested, tried, and executed. And you can only then begin to imagine, if you will, what we have just heard and what is our salvation in its hearing. On this day, the Sunday we call Palm Sunday, Jesus entered into the city of Jerusalem. There were hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of persons gathered for the celebration of Passover, and they proclaimed him as he entered the city, the great liberator, the King, David's son. Hail to him, they cried to God, for his kingdom has come. And 5 days later, that same crowd, millions perchance, yelled out to the politicians, to Pilate, crucify him. What happened over the course of 5 days that on one day Jesus is hailed as the great liberator? 5 days later, he is expelled from the city as the biggest loser there has ever been in the history of humankind. What did Jesus do to earn such wrath that they crucified him? The answer will surprise us. If we read the scriptural story of that week, we will find that this is what Jesus did. Jesus did absolutely nothing. He did nothing between Palm Sunday and Good Friday, and that precisely was the problem. So he enters into Jerusalem, the great liberator, and they say, wonderful, you can have the evening off, but we'll get to it tomorrow. And Monday came, and he goes to the temple, and he simply teaches the people. They approach him, and they say, it's about time, Jesus. We gave you the night off. Get to it. Liberate us from these Romans. Restore the kingdom to Israel. Tell Pilate to get lost. But he didn't. And so Tuesday came. They're getting more restless, and they don't hesitate to let him know they're angry. The Passover is coming. You have to get it done. Now is the time. There will never be another time. It is right for us to rid ourselves of these Romans. And Tuesday came, and he just went to the temple, and he taught the people. And Wednesday came. They had had enough. And so they sold him for 30 pieces of silver, not even gold. And they betrayed him with a kiss on his mouth. And on Friday, they who believed him to be the biggest fraud ever, the biggest loser and failure, a charlatan, nothing more than a snake oil salesman, a demagogue who made us a promise that you would free us from the Romans, and you haven't kept your promise. That's what demagogues do. They make promises they know they can't keep, that they don't and won't keep. And because they believed he had made a promise, which he had not, they yelled out now to Pilate, crucify him, crucify him. And they did. But it's precisely in his doing nothing those 5 days because of which we've been saved, and in which we find our salvation. For you see, it was very necessary that Jesus becomes the biggest loser of all, including the loss of his life, in order to give us, who are losers because of sin, eternal life. It is necessary that God himself be betrayed by his own people, so that he could then welcome his own people into his own bosom and make them as him, sons and daughters. It was necessary that the Messiah suffered and died in order that we who suffer and all will die can have eternal life. Wherever you are a loser and have lost, there Jesus can be found and hailed as your Redeemer. Wherever you have been betrayed, someone has made you promises and they have not kept them, there Jesus can be found and will keep those promises that he has made for you. Wherever you are broken, sick, addicted, lost, depressed, and in darkness, precisely there is Palm Sunday for us, for you, for all, or each. There is where Christ can enter into your city of darkness and bring you light, bring you love, bring you true liberty, not from the political realities of the world in which we live and all of the economic loss that we might suffer, but liberate us from our sin and from our death. Let us accompany one another and hail, "Christ truly is the Son of David. Hosanna," we cry out, but we know that our true liberation is at hand on Friday. Even though crucified, the Lord will rise from the dead on Sunday. And truly then, everyone will live happily ever after.